Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are recording today's podcast episode with Casey Hollins. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. During the health pandemic, we are recording our podcasts over Zoom, and Casey has a pop quiz for me. Apparently, Casey, I'm going to get to be an energy explorer today.
Yes, and you know, with so many kids out of school, maybe this is a good tool for parents to let their children listen to as well and learn something about energy. And this is just a great quiz to help raise awareness about how you can save energy around your home. So I'll ask you the questions and then you let me know what you think the answer is, okay?
Okay.
So our first question is, sealing air leaks around blank saves energy and keeps your home comfortable. Is it A, doors, B, windows, or C, both A and B?
This one I knew only from our previous podcast episodes, and it is C, both A and B.
That is right. Good job. And that's really important because air leaks are one of the biggest problems that a lot of homeowners have that causes their home to use more electricity or energy than they would expect it to. So one of the best ways to seal your air leaks is to do so around your doors and your windows. And like you said, we do have quite a few other podcast episodes where not only I've talked about that, but our energy advisor, Lewis O'Berry, he's talked in depth about how to seal air leaks as well. So hopefully people can go back and check some of those episodes out. So our second question is, unplug devices and electronics that consume energy even when they're not in use, like A, refrigerators, B, cell phone chargers, or C, dishwashers?
Well, I know it's not refrigerators because they're in use all the time, but I'm guessing it's cell phone chargers.
Yes, that is right. So a lot of people might think that once you unplug your phone from that cell phone charger, that that cell phone charger isn't using energy, but that's not true. Cell phone chargers, even when plugged into the wall, but not plugged into the mobile device, they are still using energy. So if you're not charging your mobile device, like your cell phone, go ahead and unplug that charger from the wall as well so that you can save energy, but they can also generate a bit of heat and in some cases could be a fire risk. So unplug cell phone chargers.
I have taken one of your pieces of advice from a previous podcast and have all of that sort of thing, like my extra laptop cords, my cell phone chargers, all of those are plugged into one power strip so that I can just turn it on or turn it off when I'm using it. And that way I don't have to remember to go through and unplug stuff.
That's great advice. And nowadays, a lot of homes have the different outlets, or if you don't have these outlets, you can get them too, where you can have your devices like that plugged into one outlet. So that's a great tip. I'm glad you shared that. All right. Question number 3, ceiling fans cool people, not rooms. So turn them off when you leave the room to save energy. Is it A, true, or B, false?
It is A, true, because Lewis O'Berry taught me that.
Yes, that's right. So ceiling fans are designed to help you feel comfortable when you're in the room. They don't change the temperature of the room. So if you are leaving your bedroom or leaving your living room or whatever room that ceiling fan might be in, turn it off when you leave, because otherwise it's not serving any purpose and it's causing you to use more electricity than you may want to. So turn those ceiling fans off when you leave the room. All right, question number 4. LED light bulbs typically use blank less energy than incandescent light bulbs? Is it A, 25%, B, 50%, or C, 75%?
See, normally I would go with the highest number, but that seems awfully high for just switching light bulbs. So I'm going to do the middle and say B, 50%.
So this is the first one that you've got wrong. Your intuition was right. LED bulbs use 75% less energy than a traditional light bulb. LED bulbs are designed with the utmost efficiency, even more efficient than the old CFLs and absolutely more efficient than the traditional light bulbs that we used for decades. So if you're looking for a way to save energy and you haven't already switched out your light bulbs, go ahead and invest in them. Not only do they use less energy, but they last significantly longer in most cases.
That's a huge savings.
Yes. A huge motivator to go out and get some LED bulbs and switch those lights. All right. Question number five, planting blank around your home can block unwanted heat from the sun. Is it A, flowers, B, shade trees, or C, vegetables?
Well, that one's kind of a no-brainer. It's got to be B, shade trees, because unless you're planting sunflowers or ginormous Jack and the Beanstalk vegetables, they're just not going to grow tall enough to provide you any kind of shade.
That was an easy one. And you're right. The answer is B, shade trees. And as an electric utility, we spend a lot of time managing the right-of-way, but we have some very skilled and trained arborists on our workforce, and they really enjoy being able to educate our members about the right place to plant trees, not only for safety reasons, but also for reasons just like this, so that they can benefit from that landscaping in terms of the efficiency at their home. So I hope you found that quiz was fun, and I'm glad that we got to play this game together.
So is this quiz on the REC website somewhere? If someone's listening as a parent and they want to give the quiz to their kids, can they go to the website and see what these questions are and pop quiz somebody in their household?
We have been doing them regularly on social media. Once kids got out of school months earlier than expected, we really wanted to help provide some activities for parents. And so we started to post activities just like this. So in addition to a quiz like this, we've had word searches and crossword puzzles and other quizzes as well. So you can find those on our Facebook page as well as Twitter.
How do we find you on Facebook? What do we search for?
Just search for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And you can search for that on Twitter as well. It's easy to find. And we hope that you'll follow us.
Well, thank you for giving me the quiz. Don't tell Lewis that I missed one, but you can tell him I'm coming for his job.
I will let him know.